So we'll get going here at 2:45.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going? This is Braden from the Noble Sports Guys podcast. Sorry, it's been a little bit since my last episode, but today I am privileged to have one of my good friends, Brittany Harris of the Ravon Sports app. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm doing great, Braden. How are you?
You know, living the dream. I'm happy we're finally doing this interview. I know we've been trying for, I feel like, a month now.
I know. We have. We've had a hard time connecting, so I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for agreeing. I love, so as most people know, this podcast is deemed more towards women content creators in sports and women athletes, just because being a girl dad, I want my daughter to have every single opportunity I had. So it's kind of cool to see being able to work on the app, just seeing what you're doing. It's amazing. So thank you for agreeing to come on.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to be a part of it. I know I'm not a woman athlete. You can't see how tall I am. I'm 5 feet tall, but I think those who can't play love, maybe, I don't know what the right answer is, but definitely being short, like, it's, sports was always something I wanted to do. I'm also super uncoordinated. I don't want to say that short people can't play sports. I was just also blessed with being both short and uncoordinated. And so that didn't help me out when it came time to play sports. But I come from a huge sports family. I'm married into another huge sports family. So you definitely have to love sports in my world. And I love watching them. I love the recognition that female sports are starting to get, and just female podcasters and female announcers. And there's more of a woman's voice in sports, which I think is really important, and that had been lacking for so long. As you know, from hosting on the app and the chat rooms, we started to have in rotation some female hosts, and we have one in particular that's a former WNBA player, Adrian, and she is fantastic. And I love just getting to talk with her and hear her stories about what it was like to actually play. I kind of like to get to live vicariously through somebody that actually did something that I would love to do like that. So I really, really am excited about that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see the changes that are happening with there's two major tackle football leagues in the U.S. currently. There might be more, but there's two that I know of that is all women, and they both signed major TV rights with apps, and it's been kind of cool watching those games, because last year it was on Facebook Live, so just to see the change from being on Facebook Live to being on an actual app now is amazing. So it's well deserved, and for people that don't think female athletes are as entertaining, really have never watched them play, because like I've said multiple times when I've interviewed these football players, there's some of them that would lay me out, and I'm 6'2". So, and I don't want to match against them in the hole.
No. There are some women out there that they don't mess around. They are really tough. And that's one thing that I love about it. You know, sports have really started to become more expansive. You know, women are playing every sport, and they're creating leagues for women around every sport. There's skateboarding for women, and it's really blown up. And I have three daughters, you know, they all do some sort of physical activity, and I really love that. I hope that it's something that they always continue in their lives, and I hope that they have more reference, you know, than I did even when I was younger. That, and I think being able to have that kind of representation in sports will make them to continue to want to do it. Because for a long time, you know, women were in sports, obviously, but they weren't on TV as much. You know, they weren't on the news as often. There weren't articles written up about them. And now it's so much out there in the forefront, and other, you know, girls have other women to look up to that went before them. And there's more of them, and there are more of them in all different, you know, wider range of sports than there are than just a few. So I really love how that's opening up. My youngest daughter is like a super fan of sports too. She is probably, you know, one of my children that loves it the most and loves a very big variety of different sports. She plays soccer. She's into everything from ping pong to skateboarding to, you know, basketball. she loves all that stuff. So I'm really excited to just get to be able to turn on the TV with her and be able to watch a lot of those things with her and show her, you know, what that looks like and how strong those women are. And I think it's really redefining how, you know, women see themselves too, because it shows little girls and, you know, parents that have kids that, you know, daughters, that they can be strong and tough and still beautiful, you know, that strong is beautiful. And I think that that's one of the most important things too, is being able to show what your body is capable of. And you see these women that are really pushing themselves to the limit. And I think that that's just really important for other little girls to be able to see.
Yeah, it's one thing that I've been enjoying, because the WNFC season just started 2 weeks ago, and we have a team here in Vegas, and we've watched both their games. And my daughter sits down and watches, and one of the first words she learned how to say was touchdown. So
as a dad,
made me happy. And we just bought her first football, and she goes around throwing it. And she's definitely, like, my wife is a little irritated because she's like the carbon copy of me. If I were a girl, she's how I would look and how I would be built. So she's already, the doctors are saying she's going to be at least 6 feet tall. So.
Oh, wow.
So wow. Hopefully she likes sports. But if she likes dancing, I will be the biggest supporter of whatever it is. If it's theater, I will be the biggest theater nut that there is, and to the point where it's obnoxious.
I really, that is one thing that I didn't realize as a parent, how excited you get to watch your kids do anything. It is so much fun. It's so much fun. All my kids have done some sort of sport, and even, you know, non-sport thing. I have a daughter who paints really beautifully and takes beautiful photographs. It's crazy how big of a cheerleader you become for your kids, and, you know, how excited you get. You know, I'll be watching my son's Little League game, just, you know, losing my absolute mind over there. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. So it's exciting to get to do that with your kids.
Yeah, and I'm still a new dad, so Penny is my first kid. Hopefully we'll have more, and I'm convinced that I'm a girl dad through and through. I would love a son, but if I end up with all girls, I'm okay with that too. So
I think that's really awesome. I have 5 kids total, so I have 2 boys and 3 girls, and I have older kids all the way down to medium younger, so 19, 18, 13, 11, and 9. So all the way down to there.
That's awesome.
I knew my husband would be great with sons. And to be honest, I didn't know about daughters. That's a very particular kind of dad. And he kills it with girls too. It's been one of the things that I love most, is seeing how supportive he is of them with, you know, them playing sports. He obviously was excited to have sons that wanted to play sports, but he's like the biggest supporter of our daughters playing sports too. He, bless his heart, gets out there. I don't know how to skateboard, so he taught our daughters how to skateboard because 2 of them wanted to learn really badly. So he got his old board out, got out there with them. And I think that that's awesome. I think it's so important to just love your kids with whatever it is that they want to do, whatever passions that they have. And that's really, you know, how they can thrive and be the happiest people. But, I mean, I think it's really cool getting to be, you know, a dad of a daughter. I think that's just such a special relationship, too. Oh, I know, yeah. You're just loving it. I see all your cute pictures of her on Twitter and stuff. She's so cute.
Thank you. I didn't realize how much I'd love it, but she loves nail polish and makeup and getting those makeovers. Like, I've even gone into work with painted nails, and one of my bosses was like, if you don't come in every day with painted nails, I'm gonna be mad at you. She's like, that's the most cutest thing. I'm like, if people make fun of me, whatever. I'm like, I'm a girl dad. That just comes with the territory. Tea parties, makeup, all that fun stuff. So
absolutely. And I think, I don't know, I think that there were always a lot of dads that felt like that. I just feel like maybe they didn't feel like they could say that. And I mean, that's, you know, that's the beauty about, you know, girls. They're different. They're very different. and even strong girls, like they still have that kind of feminine side. And that's what makes them so different. Boys are so tough, you know, and girls can be really soft. And I think that's what makes the world beautiful, is being able to have both of those. So I love that you get to embrace that. And I love seeing dads that, you know, they're girl dads. And my daughter will make him carry around our stuffed animals if we're at the park or something. You know, he's babysitting her kids. And he's constantly carrying around two or three dolls or a purse or, you know, something. Just no problem. Doesn't even bat an eyelash now. You know, just like, this is my life. Just he enjoys every minute of it. And your daughter will be so much better for that, too.
Yeah, it's fun seeing her. She's got the best of both worlds. She's bigger than most kids. Most people don't believe how old she is when they see her. They're like, no, she's not two. I'm like, I promise, she was born this day. Like, she's two. But she doesn't mind throwing a punch if need be. So, and it's not that that's encouraged, but it's what's needed in today's society, unfortunately. So
yeah, it is too. I can't say with certainty, but I think that my daughters will probably be somewhere, you know, around my height and top out about that. And that's just probably where it's going to be. But my youngest daughter, everybody always says she lives big for her size. Like, she really does live bigger than her body. She has this gigantic personality. And I feel like I can be kind of loud too. And I feel like when you're short, you kind of have to be that way. You kind of have to live big. Otherwise, you get kind of trampled over in life. So, you know, I like that too.
Yeah. So as I said earlier, you're the co-founder of this amazing app, the Ravon Sports app. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about it, being that you're one of the co-founders?
Yeah, so we, you know, briefly, just an overview, we started this, we launched the app in 2020, 1 week before sports shut down. You know, 2020 was really a bad year for anybody in business, especially to start a sports business, but we really felt like we had a great idea, so we kept going. I am a huge sports fan. I love watching sports, but I was really frustrated that there weren't really any sports apps that were engaging. You know, you get on betting apps, you place a bet, you jump back off. You get on fantasy apps, you set your lineup, and then you're back off. I was really frustrated by Bleacher Report and all the other apps out there that they kind of decide for you what content they want to talk about. You know, I'm a UK basketball fan and UK football fan. UK football is just now starting to come around. But before, when we weren't, you know, it's not like ESPN was constantly talking about us. You know, there weren't articles written. You know, maybe you're watching, you're on ESPN and you can't find highlights about the team that you love because they get to pick, you know, what teams they want to talk about. So we really wanted to create an app for fans, so that fans got to be able to control, you know, what sports that they wanted, and that they got to have, you know, a say in that. And so we really wanted to create features that were engaging for fans, you know, things that, you know, fans like us would really want to use. So I downloaded every single sports app that was already out there, you know, really thought about what wasn't out there for fans, what I would like. And then we, you know, went to the drawing board and started creating things. We talked to a bunch of different sports fans first too, and did some research before we did this. And we have a live play-by-play inside of our app. It's a text-based feed of everything that happens during the live game, segmented by play. So you can vote on everything that happens during the game. So it doesn't matter whether or not, you know, the team is winning or whether or not it's the biggest play to somebody else. It could be the biggest play to you. So you can vote on it right there. You can comment right there. If you disagree with the ref, I am notorious for screaming about all their bad calls. During the NCAA tournament, I was losing my mind. Just the craziness. It was just so frustrating. And so you can vote on those plays too. So if you hated what the ref said, if you disagree with the call, you really get to say how you feel as a fan. And then, you know, during COVID, we saw that, you know, one, fans couldn't go into the stands anymore. You couldn't invite your best friend over and watch a game with anybody anymore. Fans are really disconnected. And there wasn't really a good way for fans to connect with each other. when you post something on Facebook or on Twitter, you're hoping that other people will engage with you. And in reality, you know, there are millions of fans that can't go to the stands, the games, for whatever reason. You know, you have a child, I have 5 kids, you know, I can't go to every single home game, even if I wanted to. I'm also a Denver Broncos fan. I don't live in Denver anymore. I live in Kentucky. I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and I don't live in Cincinnati. So, you know, where is the place where all those fans can kind of get and talk to each other? So we added these game-specific chat rooms, as you know, Brayden, where fans from both teams can get in there and they can talk to each other. They can trash talk if they want. But if you get in there, you know that everybody is watching that same game. So everybody's invested in that one game. So you're talking to people that are all watching the same game as you. And we think that that's really important too. So we have really amazing podcasters and sports influencers who host these chats. So you can get in there and talk to them and have some amazing, just really hilarious conversations in there throughout the game. And, you know, nobody wants to watch their team win or lose by themselves. So it's a really fun way to get in there if your team is sucking or if they're just really blowing out another team. Those chat rooms are fun, too.
Yeah, I one of the games I hosted was the BYU-Gonzaga game, and it was a little bit comforting not having to worry about BYU was losing by, like, 40 points, and I actually had people to talk about it with. So, but I've enjoyed the app. I think it is so cool and so special. So,
yeah, thank you so much. That really means a lot. We, you know, spent a while developing it. And obviously, you know, we had a lot of pitfalls with COVID and everything, getting this started and figuring out how to kind of get going. And so, you know, I've loved getting to be in the chat rooms with you. I really have a good time with all the hosts in there. Like, for me, it's cathartic to just get in there and talk. You know, sometimes the conversations are about people's families, what they're having for dinner, you know, what commercials are going on. But it's a very organic conversation. And it's just kind of a light, lively, you know, thing. And I really feel like, you know, the world is really stressful right now. And even the announcers, everything that they're talking about is very stressful. And everybody is kind of overwhelmed by all of that. And at some point during the day, you really kind of want to shut your brain off and just not have to think about those things. So that's, you know, the other thing that we want is to really, you know, sports are really connective. It doesn't matter whether or not, you know, you don't look the same as somebody else, whether you're male or female. When you guys are wearing the same jersey, you guys are on the same team. And you guys are just against the other team. And that's one of the things that I love about sports is how connected they are too. So we just want to really create a space for, you know, fans of all ages to really be able to hang out and talk to each other. And next year we're really excited because we're going to launch women's sports on the app. So we're definitely going to have WNBA, and we're hoping to have women's college basketball up soon after that. So we're so excited about the opportunity to be able to promote women in sports, promote more women hosts. We have a bunch of women podcasters that are going to help host some of the both men's and women's chats next year that we're really excited about. So we can't wait to do that.
That's exciting. And the women's tournament was amazing this past season.
It was so 4. Good.
4.5 million viewers in the championship game. Like, that was impressive in itself. So
it really was. That was so much fun. Kentucky women's basketball won their SEC championship. And that was a really fun game to watch, especially where my men just – I still love my team, but that was a hard ending to a really great season. And the women played just out of their minds. They were so much fun to watch. They've got a really great coach right now. She's a woman. It's just they've got a really good program. I love getting to watch the women. I couldn't believe how popular that game had gotten. Women's sports have really picked up in a big way.
Yeah, and it's comforting for me being a girl dad, seeing that my daughter – theoretically we'll have a lot of the same opportunities that I did. And I think it's just cool. It's just the way that it's moving. So
I think so too. There's more opportunity because more women see that they're represented in sports. So, you know, it's hard for you to want to be the first sometimes. And just having one person that went before you makes you think that you can go out there and do that. And I think that's really why this matters so much. You know, women skateboarders, women, you know, BMXers, women boxers, women, you know, football athletes, whatever it is, there's representation out there now for women. And that makes other women want to follow in their footsteps, and they have somebody to look up to and to maybe talk to when they get up to those levels, and mentorship, you know? So I think that that's just really incredible. Even being, you know, a woman in business and being, you know, a female founder, I'm a Mexican American woman. And so I'm even in a smaller minority. And I've had a lot of really amazing women mentors that have really, you know, been great support systems for me too, that have really felt like big cheerleaders for me in this space. And a lot of female athletes that have really cheered me on with what I'm doing. And that's been fantastic. And, you know, I love just getting to see women out there supporting each other in this way. And, you know, I see women sharing each other's posts and hyping each other up about their accomplishments in sports and stuff. And that's really become a big thing. And that's so important for other girls to see. And I know you as a dad want your daughter to grow up in a world where they can see that, where they can see women, you know, of all ranges, all ages, all colors, you know, really be represented in this space.
Yeah, and I mean, like I've talked with a lot of the female athletes that I've been talking to, the common hashtag they use is future is female. And
yeah,
that ruffled a ton of feathers, and it blows my mind the people that get their feathers ruffled with that phrase. A lot of them have daughters of their own, and I'm like, the comments you're posting, what message are you trying to show your daughters? What message are you trying to show the women in your life that you're opposed to that? I guess it's been frustrating, but every time there's a negative comment, there's like 20 more positive comments towards that negative comment. So it's just the way that it's headed, and I think it's awesome.
I do too. I think the narrative is really changing, and I'm really thankful for, you know, the men that paved the way for that too. You know, there are a lot of men that came alongside, and a lot of male athletes that are really trying to help women get better representation and standing up for them when they don't have a voice, which I think has been phenomenal too. That's, you know, that was something that women needed also, more partnerships like that. And so, you know, a lot of men, you know, just like you as a dad, are standing up and really taking ownership of that and making sure that these women get recognition and they get treated well and they get talked about well. And, you know, I think that that's super important too. And I'm really just excited to see how much that's changing. And I know in 5 years, you know, my daughter's in her teenage years, it'll be even better than that. And I'm really excited to see where that goes.
Yeah. And I feel like the biggest way to continue to help growing them is sharing voices, and also like marketing. That's like the biggest complaint that I've seen from people. They're like, oh, the reason they don't make as much money, yada yada yada, is because no one goes to the games. So it's like, if you put an ounce of marketing that is put into the NBA, the NFL, more people would attend, because half the time people don't even know that these teams exist, or if they do, it's a very small percentage.
It really is. I think that, you know, people just don't know that they have the opportunity, like you said, to be a part of this. You know, not a lot of people know as much about the WNBA, and it's not their fault. Like you said, it's marketing. If they would take some time to spend some money on it, and they are really going after that market now. They're putting a lot of money behind the WNBA to really get more engagement for them and really, you know, kind of boost that brand and bring more awareness to women in sports. And so I think that that stuff is starting to take place, and there's going to be a huge shift in that now. More women athletes are getting endorsement deals. I think that's really important too. And all that stuff is kind of a changing landscape, and I really love getting to, you know, watch that grow.
I think it was huge that the women's soccer team got equal pay to their men's counterparts. I think that's also opening the door, showing that they do bring in just as much revenue. Because I know that's what a lot of people argue about, is the revenue that they bring in. And our women's soccer team here is amazing. So,
yeah, I agree. And I think they're setting the standard, you know, by doing that, by saying, you know, we're going to go first and we're going to pay equal pay to both the women and the men. You know, people are going to have to follow suit. They're not going to be able to just continuously not pay women the same amount forever. That's going to have to change. Or they're going to have to answer for their excuses, which are, you know, we don't want to market, or we don't, you know, this is failing. It's on them. The marketing part is on them. And if they spent more money on it, it would be just as successful, like you said. So I really believe that, you know, this stuff is there's going to be an even bigger shift in the next couple of years.
So one of the biggest questions that I ask everyone that interviews on my podcast comes from my uncle-in-law. He also hosts a really cool podcast called the Sportlight Podcast. It's catered towards high school athletes, and because high school athletes are treated a little bit differently in high schools, how they can use their popularity and the spotlight that they're placed on for good rather than bullying and other things. So he gives resources. It's really cool. And he had an Olympic gold medalist come on there. And the question he asked her, I really liked. So the question is, if you were to stand in front of a giant group of people and the question was posed, why should women's sports be supported? How would you answer that?
Well, I mean, by not supporting women's sports, you're not supporting more than half of the percent of the population. I don't know how you could possibly have a healthy society and not support at least 50% of it. And that's essentially what you're doing. You know, women matter in this space. They're strong, and women have been playing sports, and there have been women athletes killing it for years that have been underrepresented for a really long time. And there's no way for women to feel like they can do more without seeing other women that have done more. So, I mean, I think that just being able to show more women and being supportive of more women are going to follow. And I think for a long time that's been, you know, nobody really kind of picks themselves up on their own. You know, everybody wants, it's very difficult to be the first. So being able to show other women in this space for, you know, girls to follow after, I think is really important. And, you know, I believe that women and athletes are a different kind of athlete. You know, we have different strengths than men do. And I think that it's just a different balance being able to do that. And I think it's super important. I love that question.
Yeah. I had him come on and we talked a little bit and he asked me that question. I was like, that's actually a really good question. So I think I'm going to start using it, but I do like to give credit when credit is deserved. And that came from him. So I'm not one to just steal content from someone else without giving them the credit. So
I love that. And I love what you did with the, when you did the football team where you had people pick them based on Disney princesses.
It was a lot of fun.
I thought that was such a cool idea because it kind of married both of those worlds. You know, who would you have on your football team if they're a Disney princess? I think that Moana would have to be, she would have to be somewhere in my squad. She's just a tough chick. And I would definitely pick Mulan. You don't really want to mess with either one of those. So those would definitely be two women that I would think I would definitely place on my team somewhere. But I thought that was a really cool video.
I saw a lot of other content creators make one with Disney characters, but they were all using male characters. I'm like, there's a lot of really bad A women princesses in the Disney world that I think you could make teams. And
Was
fun seeing other people put their two cents into it, and ultimately that was the goal. It was just to get people to notice that women are just as bad as guys. Like they're strong, amazing.
Yes, I loved it. I thought it was such a creative idea. I was so excited when I saw that. And then I saw everybody's versions coming out of it. And I know, you know, there are a lot of podcasters that we have that are girl dads too. And so I loved getting to see all their takes. And, I mean, they were legitimate. I mean, you know your princesses. So it was just funny to see, like, that debate, you know. Like, if you're not a parent, you don't get it. I've been seeing sorry, I've been singing in canto, I mean, for months now. And if you're not a parent, you know, you don't get those kinds of things. So I thought it was really cool that you did that with princesses and just getting to see what everybody thought about. I thought that was awesome.
Well, then you might like this. So I made a video of my daughter singing Luisa's Pressure song, and I actually tagged the actress who sung that song, and she commented on the video. It was really cool.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is so awesome. You have to tag me in that video so I can see it. That's really cool.
Will do. I mean, it was it's kind of cool seeing everyone. They thought that everyone would want to buy Isabella because she's the beautiful one. All this stuff gave her reasonings. And the Luisa doll was actually the most demanded doll out of the whole entire series. So it was kind of cool.
That's my daughter's favorite one, too. She loves that, and we listen to that Under Pressure song. My husband plays it for her all the time. We love that song, and that was her favorite one, too. And I thought that she was a really cool character, and I'm glad that they added her in.
Are you there?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what happened there for a second.
My brother's in Bolivia right now, so... We're a religious family, and each of us have served missions. He's on his mission in Bolivia, and today's the day he can call home, so he's calling, but
I'm like, please do that.
It's okay. I've already talked to him today, so it is completely fine, but I will say, for people that are interested, this app that Brittany and her, what is your co-founder's name? Sorry.
James Clark.
It's such a simple app, but it's so much fun. Like, my mom, I love her, and I hope she doesn't get mad at me saying this. She's very literate when it comes to technology, and she can maneuver on the app fairly easy. So, like, so simple, but it's awesome.
That makes me super happy. My grandmother is in her 80s. And she is legitimately one of my biggest fans in life, but she's a huge UK fan, and she uses it for every single chat room. And she's able to vote, you know, she knows what to do. We really wanted to make it fun. You know, it's simplistic in its usability, and I think that's really important when you have an app. There's a lot of heavy technology that goes on the back end, but in the front, we wanted it to be super user-friendly for everybody. You know, I thought about my grandmother and her, especially where, you know, we were in the middle of COVID when we did this and she was isolated, her having other people to talk to during UK games and we weren't able to get along, be around each other. Those are some of the things that I thought of. So that makes me happy that, you know, you have people in your life that, you know, it's easy for them to use too, because we fussed over a lot of those features, just making sure that, you know, they were just simple, easy, you know, things that people use and that they were fun for sports fans.
Yeah, and she every time I hosted a game, even if she didn't know either of the teams, she would jump on and just kind of watch. She never really replied or anything like that.
I love that. That's awesome.
Silent people, but she had a lot of fun, and like she still doesn't know where my sports fandom came from. My dad, I kind of get it from my dad, because my dad's from Chile originally, and soccer's huge down there. So, I have to share some of those videos of him celebrating when Chile wins big games, and it kind of makes sense. But my mom's like, why didn't you like soccer or some of these other sports? You like sports that you have no connections to. So it is what it is. I guess we like what we like.
Yeah, exactly. That's neat, though. That's really neat. Yeah, I love soccer, too. I love getting to watch soccer. It's so much fun. My youngest daughter plays soccer, and I coach her soccer team. And that's one thing that I love so much that I didn't realize. I have 13 girls on there, and I just adore them, and they are some hustlers. They'll want to stay in practice an hour and a half after practice. They don't want to quit. They'll play in the rain and the heat. They love it, and it's so much fun to get to watch. And to see kids, like, just being so excited about playing sports like that. I love it.
Yeah, soccer's – I don't get me wrong. I love soccer. I just kind of grew out of it because I'm a bigger guy. I kind of phased more into basketball and football. But I still watch it. And when my dad coached Little League Soccer, I always helped him because I'm the oldest. out of my siblings. So it's a lot of fun. So seriously, the app is amazing. Like, I'm happy that I was introduced to it from, I want to say it was Zach that introduced it from Breaking Down the Tape. So to me,
he was one of the first hosts that we actually got. You know, I didn't know whether or not we would get one person that would say yes when we started, you know, having these conversations with people, much less get, you know, a bunch of hosts that are just such a huge support system for him, for us, Zach included. And I really enjoy being in the chat rooms with everybody. It's so much fun. It's a hilarious time. And he's really brought us to a lot of really great hosts. So I'm so thankful for your guys' support of everything. I love having you host the season. You know, we're really looking forward to gearing up towards next season. And, you know, I'd love to have you host some of the women's games, too, when we get WNBA on the app.
Oh, I would love to. And, I mean, you got your app also brought, I don't know, I guess it was in the talks, but we all merged together, too, to make a little media group, Zach, James, and a couple other people. So you guys have really helped us to kind of network and get to meet other people that we probably wouldn't have been able to meet outside of the app.
Well, it's so funny, like all the hosts, you know, inside those group chats, they all have fun talking to each other, you know, and a lot of the hosts will get inside each other's chats because they enjoy hosting together and kind of, you know, having other people to talk to during the game. That was kind of an unexpected perk of this is, you know, just watching everybody build this kind of network and having you guys all become friends and become super supportive of each other. It really spreads out what everybody's doing. And I love it when people, you know, are just supportive of each other in a similar space. There's so much room for everybody to be a part of sports. And I love that you guys are really intentional about that with each other. It's a really neat thing to see.
Yeah. I'll have to see if Lofa will be willing to host a Seahawks game this next season.
I would love that. That would be awesome.
He is he's a good guy. So I just realized my daughter had a huge accident, so I will end this. But before we go, is there anyone you want to shout out?
Just, you know, obviously, thank you so much to my co-founder, James. You know, we're really excited to be doing what we're doing. And just a super huge shout out to my husband and my kids for just being the most supportive, loving people in my entire life. So I'm super thankful for them. And they are the inspiration behind everything that I do. So, and thank you so much for letting me shout them out, too. They might not hear this, but, you know, I always joke with them, too. I'm like, I talk about you guys in every podcast, and I think that's why they intentionally don't listen. But I always like to give them their credit because they're the reason I do everything.
Yeah, I get that. And I'm still waiting for your Disney Princess football team.
Okay, I'm going to make one. I'll make a video for that because I have a Disney Princess football lineup. I can create one. I can do that.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having me on your podcast, Braden. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. And if you guys aren't already on the app, please download the Ravon Sports app and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And thank you again, Brittany.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye.